Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
To Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm Angela Butler. The guest person on this evening's show is Carla Miles. Carla is a designer, actress, writer. She's also a motivational speaker. Carla's clothing line is "Was Born for This." So that's "Born for This" with a "4" in it. Okay. Her website is www.bornforthis.com. Hello, Carla, and welcome on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hello, Mrs. Butler. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm glad to have you on the show this evening.
I am glad to be on your platform today. It is an honor. How's the weather out there?
It is very warm here in Florida.
Yeah, we can talk about weather.
Now, in my opinion, you have lived a fulfilling life. Are you a former member of the original Atlanta Housewives?
Yes, I am. I am the original. And I say the original state of vintage, the original I am. I paid for many of weeks, and then I left. So I've been on this journey.
Okay. All right. Do you keep in touch with any of the cast from the original Atlanta Housewives?
You know what? I just texted Nene about 2 weeks ago. I and Sheree used to stay in contact, but as far as keeping up, when I seen Kim probably about 5 months ago, but as far as like keeping a real communication with them, I have not. But I have met up with the production company of Bravo because I'm doing something myself.
Oh, that is great. That is good news. That's fantastic news. Is the name of your company Carla Miles Enterprises?
LLC.
Mm-hmm. LLC, okay. Are there any high-profile people that you have designed for? And the reason I'm asking is because I was saying, you know, in the introduction of you, that you are a designer.
Yes, I have. I've done the clothes for the House of Pain. Their very first, you know, they got 100 episodes when they first started. So the first episode that they did, I and a guy named Patrick designed most of their wardrobe.
Oh, okay. That is very good. Who is the co-owner of I Was Born for This?
My wonderful king, Timothy Daniels, my son.
Okay. So you're a mother also.
I am a mother of a 19-year-old and of a 4-month-old that was born 2 months early.
Okay. All right. Is the baby doing fine now?
He is superb, honey. His name is Adam Michael Emmanuel. He is superb.
Okay. All right. Proud mama. Understand that. What is the mission of your designs and company?
Well, BornForThis.com was at a time when, just like you said, I have fulfilled pretty much everything, being on my own ever since I was 18. You pretty much name it, I've done it. But one day I was just sitting at home, and I was like, is there anything else left for me, or is there an expiration date for me? And something came to me and said, a still voice said, I was born for this. And I said, I was born for this. He said, yeah, I need you to put from the least to the greatest of what you were born to do. So the shirts are to motivate and to create, to let them know that you're born to do something, whether it's from the least to the greatest. It says, I was born to be a mother. I was born to be a teacher. I was born to be a talk show host. I was born to be a janitor. I was born to be a busboy. I was born to be a leader. I was born to conquer. I was born to be a veterinarian. I was born to be a rapper. I was born to be an ROTC. I was born to be a waitress. I was born to be a cook. Whatever there is that you are born to do, strive and give the best, and you were born for this.
All right. That is beautiful, and that's a good goal and mission to have to help other people. So tell everyone about your clothing line and the T-shirt, I was born for this.
You know what? Honestly, I've been doing clothes ever since I was 12 years old. Growing up in a rural area of Louise, Mississippi, a lot of your audience probably don't know, but I was born in Belzona, Mississippi, which is the Catholic capital of America. I honestly chopped cotton from the age of 12 to 16 years old just so I could get school clothes, just so I could make school clothes. And, like, every year I would win best dressed or most beautiful or most sophisticated. And this came from, the clothing birth came from the hard work. And when I couldn't chop cotton, I would pick pecans, and when I couldn't pick pecans, I would slop hogs. So it was all in the work ethics that were birthed down inside of me.
Okay, so you've always worked hard. It's embedded in you. Am I correct?
Yes, you are, Ms. Butler.
I was looking at your website, and it does say that you came from humble beginnings. But hard work is something you are definitely not afraid of. And by your website.
You know what? No, go ahead, Ms. Butler. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to talk about the clothing line, your clothing line, and T-shirt. What are the sizes of your T-shirt, and what are they made of?
The T-shirts are 100% cotton. The sizes with babies are from a 2T, I mean 0 to 3 months all the way up to 24 months. And they are 100% cotton, and they come in 7 different colors. And the toddlers are a 2T all the way up to a 5, and they're 100% cotton, and they come in 7 different colors. The women are from a small all the way up to a 2X, and they come in 7 different colors. The young youth is from a small to an extra large, and they come in 7 different colors. And the men come in 7 different colors. They are small all the way up to a 3X, but they are 100% cotton. And as you can, and they could see, they can go to my website. DMX said he was born for this, and it says he was born to be a rapper.
Okay, all right, that is great. And your T-shirts, are they made with 100% cotton?
Yes, they are.
And they're custom made.
Yes, they are.
So you were picking cotton in and different things from the age of 12 to 16. And at age 16, that let you know that you wanted to become a designer, an actress, a motivational speaker. What was the motivation behind all of that?
The motivation behind me being who I am and whose I am was the growing pain and the experience that I've endeavored in life. That's where I came to this solid foundation of just knowing that clothes is like my passion. It's a therapeutic to me. It's in my bloodline. Just no one has forever, I mean, no one has fulfilled with running with it. My grandmother sold, my great-grandmother sold, my great-great-grandmother sold, but no one actually put this on hard copy and went with it. I had a clothing line back in 2007, if it's Googled, where my clothes were manufactured in New York. I used the same cutting room as Bessie Johnson and Marc Jacobs, and they were shipped, and it blew up really, really big, but I, you know, made some unwisely decisions where I had to pull back, and I am restarting the foundation all over again.
Yes, and I wish you a blow-up again with success. I really do. So the born for this. The website, mm-hmm. listeners, www.wasbornandthenumber4this.com. So you're also
correct.
A motivational speaker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the topics that you speak on?
You know what? The topic on tomorrow for the SCLC here in Atlanta, Georgia, which I am on the panel with one of the king's children. I don't know which one right at this moment. I go on stage at 3:30, but it is Stop the Violence for the youth, for the college students, to stop the violence. And many of us know there's many types of violence. It's just not just the physical violence. There is emotional violence. There's different forms of violence, but it's still the one thing, violence.
Yes, so this is, your company is sort of kind of like a ministry in a way. Do you agree?
You're totally right. It's a ministry. It is a ministry that is not religion, not of self-righteousness, or not of, it's just the truth, my truth.
I
have encountered and what I'm dispersing back.
Okay. I would like to read to everyone listening the vision part of your website. Is that okay with you?
You can go right ahead, beautiful.
Thank you very much for the compliment. Our vision is to spread our mission to all mankind by creating unique and eclectic garment T-shirts that speak to the hearts of many. These garments will bring joy to the individual wearing it, as well as the person seeing the shirt on someone else. Our vision is to spread the ministry of self-worth and purpose. Our vision is everyone can leave a legacy, and that no matter what age you are, there is always time for a new beginning. Now, I like that. I like the vision. I like that.
Thank
a lot.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So you have social network sites. I'm going to tell the people listening about your network site or your social media websites. Your Facebook mm-hmm. website is www.facebook.com/Carla.Miles. Also, your Twitter website is https://followthetruthc. And also, the LinkedIn website can be found with the name Carla A. Mary Miles. So, listeners, if you want to contact her, those are some ways that you can get in touch with Carla Miles about her clothing and about having her as a motivational speaker, and even get in touch with her about some acting. All right. So I'll give out the Google number at the end of the show. I noticed that you have some beautiful vests and clothing on your website, wasbornforthis.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you designed those too.
Well, originally, when I first got casted for the Atlanta Housewives back in 2007, those were the jackets that I was selling. And I was selling them to Taste Boutique, which is Teresa Codwell, which is Bow Wow's mother. She placed plenty of orders with me. And I just found that fabric, and it's just like remnants. When you find a remnant, sometimes you can revamp it and make it look good and fabulous all over again. So that's totally what happened. That fabric was from 7 years ago, and someone had it, and then I just took it and made some vests out of it. And they're vintage. They're only one-of-a-kind patterns. That fabric comes from India. Those people from India actually handmade that and sanded. It has 100% cotton, the cotton that you actually get from the cotton field.
So I think that is beautiful, the vests. They're very beautiful. I love them. And I like one of the dresses. The dress that I saw, too, is not something that would look good on me. It would look good on a smaller person.
Oh, I carry them. You know what? I make them all the way up, honey, all the way up. All the way up. I do not discriminate at all.
Okay, well, I'm a size 16 women, so that's good to hear, and I'm 5'7", so that's good to hear. So when you were on Atlanta Housewives, did it surprise you that you were picked, or did you already have a gut feeling that that was going to be for you?
You said, did I have a good feeling that what now, hon?
I said, when you went to audition for Atlanta Housewives, did you have a gut feeling that you were going to get the part, or were you surprised when they called you back?
I was actually the socialite anyway. I was traveling a lot, doing shows all over, and being paid to go to different places, putting on fashion shows. I and Dwight Eubanks, you probably remember him from the first season, actually one of my good friends. I was the one that gave NeNe Leakes the phone number to Atlanta Housewives people. So I was the socialite, the social being. So when they told me, it wasn't a surprise. I knew that that there was a platform, just like I know that there's another platform that's coming back around. It's like a 360.
Okay. All right. That is great. So you're doing a lot of traveling. All right. Carla and listeners,
yes.
I'm going to go to the break. I've got to pay some bills with these commercials, and then we're going to come back and talk to Carla now. Listeners, you are listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest tonight is Carla Miles. Also, I would like to talk about a foundation, the Right Foundation. The Right Foundation is not a charity, and it's not a handout, but it is a hand up. This organization works to help people who are homeless, families in particular who are homeless, on the verge of homelessness. So if you would like to join the Wright Foundation Safe Partners, the website is www.wright, that is Wright spelled with a W, www.wrighthfoundation.com. So those of you who are willing, I would appreciate it if you would go to the website and make a donation. All right, caller.
Yes.
So what are your plans now? I know that you're doing different things, but are you working on any new project?
You know what? Honestly, I am. I am working on some production. I'm getting my hands in that, two shows. I am working on a coffee mug and a plate line at this moment, too. And I am working on fulfilling a baby line, but I'm, you know, taking one step at a time. So I'm getting the T-shirt line and the vintage clothing line fully launched, because the vintage clothing, there are only those vests that you see are maybe like two a piece, and after that there is no more. The dresses that you've seen, the materials made by the lady that makes missions, and it's 100% silk, and there's only like 30 dresses. And with the shawls, there are only a certain amount of shawls, and after that you won't see them anymore. The shawls are reversible. They're for all four seasons. They're one size fit all, and they're a very light fleece. So they are very, very good for the summer, winter, fall, and all the above. And the T-shirts, they're fitted, and they would enjoy it. It would just, every time they look in the mirror, it will remind them, even when they get discouraged or even when they need more fuel to their fire, that I was born for this, no matter what it is.
So what was the inspiration that let you know that not only was designing for you, but acting? What motivated you? What happened in your life to let you know that acting was for you and not just designing clothes?
I would be around people and they would tell me. I didn't even know. You know, sometimes people can see the best in you when you don't even see the best in yourself. So people would continue to tell me over and over again, you need to be back on television. I'm like, whatever, I'm done with that. But it's just planted this seed in me, and then someone came and watered the seed. Then, of course, someone came and gave an increase into the seed. But the inspiration behind it was, once again, just knowing who I really am. And it took me 38 years of my life understanding myself and acknowledgement who I am. So I love to, I am truly a server. I love to serve. I love to keep someone else laughing and happy, even when I'm not myself.
Okay. So you sit on a board. You work on a board with one of the kings. Would you like to talk about that board? Are you or not?
Well, I'm not sitting on a board. There is the SCLC. I am just speaking tomorrow on, like, Stop the Violence, and I am selling T-shirts there. So I go on the panel at about 3:30.
Okay. All right. That is great. Where is your company, Carla Miles Enterprises, LLC? Where is it based out of, the city and state?
It is based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. All right. Atlanta is a great place.
It is based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
So what is the vision that you see for yourself and your company? I understand that it took you 38 years also, you know, to discover who you are. I would like to know not only the vision for your company, but and yourself, but how did you know who you are? I mean, because some people never know. Some people never discover themselves and know. Were you on a journey?
Yes, I was, and I'm still on this journey. This journey does not expire until I expire. So,
okay.
The vision, the vision is to just continue to encourage mankind. I was born for this. I mean, just listen to that. I was born for this.
Okay.
If you have
okay. All right.
What did you say, Miss Angela?
I was saying go on, finish.
Okay. So if you're embedding that in you every day, there's no way that you cannot discover the inner being of who you are. The inner being of who you are is basically, you know, getting in the mirror and continuously, no matter where you've been, we all have a story. And behind the story, yes, it brings glory. But we all have a story, whether their story is a little bit different, but at the end of the day, it's still the same story. We just took different routes to get to the story.
Okay.
So my motivation to tell someone that I was born for this. You were born for this. You were born to mentor. You were born to be a doctor. You were born to be an astronaut. You were born to be a broker. You were born to be a farmer. You were born to be an aunt. You were born to be a baby. Whatever you choose to be born to be for a time such as this, then that's what you be.
Okay, that is great. So it's very inspirational, too, and it encourages people to get to know themselves and the good about themselves. So I like that. So I know you probably are not going to talk about this, but I'm going to ask anyway. You said you were working on something with Bravo. Can you talk about it?
No, that was my
project.
I have a gag where I can't talk about it. I have to just make sure, you know, it's. I tell you this, it is for women that are big, bold, and beautiful. A lot of times we focus on thin women, but you have women that are big, bold, and beautiful, that are courageous, beautiful, gorgeous, outgoing. They are the same, but they just their outer appearance is different, still the same.
I agree with that. I truly believe there's too much focus on size. There are people that are what some people call big bones who are healthy, who are perfectly healthy. They don't have diabetes. They don't have high blood pressure. So I think it's a sort of stereotype in a way that when you see somebody that's what I call plus size and what you call big bone, I call it plus size. That they will have health problems and they'll add to insurance bills and all this and that they're not healthy. That's not true. That's not always true. There are people who are plus size that are not healthy, but there are others who there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. I think that's a stereotype. And I believe there's too much focus on size and what a person looks like on the outside. Do you agree with me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you were talking about violence. I'd like, if you could, for you to elaborate a little bit more on that.
About what now?
You were talking about violence and everything that you would do, different things that you were going to be speaking on. And are you talking about towards women, towards children, or just towards anyone?
Well, we're basically talking about stop the violence, that we don't lose our next generation that are supposed to carry this torch. So it's mainly to focus on the youth, which is our next generation. It's mainly to focus on the college students, all the, you know, the surrounding beings of them. So it's basically to get down to the root of stop the violence. And violence, once again, is in many different types of forms. People, you can have violence to yourself. You can have violence from an emotional standpoint. You can have violence from a physical standpoint. So therefore, stop the violence, therefore we will not lose the next generation.
Okay, I understand that the main focus is on the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on domestic violence?
Domestic violence, as a woman that has overcome domestic violence, a woman that has overcame emotional violence also, and it's all intertwined there together, my outlook on it, as I experienced it when I was 19 years old, and I've experienced it again since I was 37 years old, so my outlook on that is, a lot of this starts from a stimulation of the root of a lot of different things. And a lot of times we as beings, we never clean the root. It's just like a waitress waiting on a table. The waitress always wipes the top of the table, but they never take the time to go underneath because there may be gum under there, and it takes more time to get that gum out. So experiencing the violence, to the magnitude of from beating, from verbally, from all different walks, it was not good. But it was an experience that I had to go through, and I'm glad. I wouldn't take it back. There's so many things that have grown me up as a lady, not a woman, but a lady. And I'm still being groomed and growing daily.
Okay. I noticed that you, when you talk, you like to use the word beautiful. And as I look at your website, wasbornforthis.com, and listeners, that's a four, not fur. Use the word beautiful throughout your mission and vision statements on your website. So would you explain about your ministry and why the word beautiful is used so much? Does it have anything to do with gifts and talents, God?
It's all, well, you know, it's all the above. It's beautiful. Sometimes just one word can ignite a flame in someone. I call women beautiful. I call men handsome. And for me, you would not believe this, but some days I don't feel that way. And it's because some days I don't feel that way, and it's because I had to learn it's not my outer, but it's my external.
Yes.
And it took me a minute to really learn that. And if you're feeling a beautiful and special way with your external, it will relate to your outer internal. And I just believe that a lot of times us as beings, we live in guilt of so many things, or we live in regret. I've gotten to the point, as a lady that has overcome that one too, I've gotten to the point just to experience life and count it all joy. Wait, don't get me wrong now. I do have things. but to count it all joy and to know that I was born for this, no matter what it is, I was born for this.
All right. That is great. That is great. So this journey has been one that has made you a lady, not a woman. And I like that. I like what you said. I like that very much. So where do you see your company and yourself, let's say, not just in 1 year, not just in 2 years, but 5 years? Where do you see yourself and your company?
In 5 years, I see myself, the company, fully running itself. I see the shirts, the T-shirts, and Walmart and Target. And I see the clothes, certain brands of clothes in Saks and Neiman's, and then I see some in Macy's. And I just see it's not just international but global. And this is not just a clothing line where you spend your money. This is a line of self.
Okay. Provoking the words. I was born for this. On the shirt says, I was born for this. I have to ask, are there going to be any more thought-provoking T-shirts coming out, or are those the only ones that can help inspire people of every nation, like you said on your website, every nation, race, color, and our creed?
Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the reel, I have a young lady that speaks it in Mexican. I was born for this. Yes, I am currently working on more right now.
Okay. That is wonderful. That is
mm-hmm.
great. The slogans and words inspire people. And I have come to understand, as I've read and researched you, that not only are you a good person, you're a person that wants to help other people. And I'm glad to know that you're not living with regret. Another question I have is one about the acting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take any acting classes, or are you just natural?
I've never taken any acting class. I actually went somewhere for about twice and watched, and, you know, they charged. And I've never taken any. It's really a natural thing with me. I mean, sometimes what I've learned is if I fake it, I can only go so far. But if I let it come naturally, it will constantly keep creating itself.
Carl Miles LLC is not just a designer's clothing line. It's not just about acting. It's about inspiring people, helping people, and giving people motivating words.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listeners, we are going to take another break. I still have some bills to pay. Then we're going to come back and talk to Carla Miles.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The show is the guest on the show is Carla Miles. I'd like to talk about the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is an organization there to help people, particularly families who are on the verge of possibly being homeless. They are homeless. So the Wright Foundation is an organization that does not give handouts. It's a hand up. The Wright Foundation, the website for the Wright Foundation is www.wright. And again, Wright is spelled WRIGHT.com. And don't forget the word foundation, www.wrightfoundation.com. And any of you who feel like you want to donate, you can do that at the website. All right, Carla. So you are currently going to speak on a panel. Would you like to talk about that, or is it personal?
No, like I said, it's Stop the Violence, and it's the SCLC. You know, that's one of those
Christian Leadership Conference.
Yeah, well, no, it's titled the Love Fest, and it's for the youth. It's okay. Strictly for the youth. It's strictly for college students. That's what it's strictly for. So, like, you know, I don't know a lot about it, but I know one of the King's children is on the panel, and I know that I go on stage at 3:30.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
So you are making a big difference. You're going to be selling, you and your son, company T-shirts. I was born for this. And you're also going to be speaking to teens about violence.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, I understand that. So one of my next questions would have to be, how much do the T-shirts cost?
The babies are $12.75, and the toddlers are $15.75. The young youth is $19.99. The women is $19.99, and the men is $19.99.
To the people listening, I encourage you to go to the website because she has some very pretty, beautiful, as a matter of fact, shawls. I really like them. And again, the website is www.wasbornforthis.com. www.wasbornforthis.com. So you and your son came together and put the T-shirts together. Whose idea was it? Yours or his?
Yes. Mine.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay, that is great. That is great. So one of the things I'm wondering, you were talking about your clothing line that you had a little while back.
Mhm.
Are any of those clothes still available?
Honestly, no. Just the vintage vests. Just the vintage vests that I have. None of them. I don't have any of them available. Like I said, just the vintage vests.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, and the T-shirts are designed by you and your son?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. That's real good. What do you think is going to happen if that happens with Bravo? Are you just not going to elaborate on that any further?
You know what? It would really open up a door and a means and a source of a platform and an income for just all beautiful entities of ladies.
Okay.
And basically, that's just it. It would really just open up that door Not only just that, you know, working on me, myself, and I, before you can work on anything else, of course, we all know you have to clean. You have to, you know, make sure you are in a stability state, too.
Yes.
Before you impart something in someone else.
Okay. All right. So I'm reading your website here, wasbornforthis.com, and I'm reading here about the original Housewives of Atlanta, and also I've looked at the photos and things on Twitter and of the original Housewives of Atlanta. But I have to ask you, are you still the host of the travel team?
Yes, I am. That's on the hold for a second, but I'm definitely still the host for that. It's actually about a family that actually travels and deal with everyday people in everyday situations, which is what reality is all about, and getting their opinions on just life, everyday people traveling from different cities and seeing what people are really honestly dealing with, meaning doing the lead, you know, lead work. What are you, what's on your mind? What are you really dealing with?
All right. Okay. Would you like to talk about anything else that you're working on that you might be a cast of or that you are a cast member of?
No, but I have a lot of irons in the fire, and I'm just sitting back watching my dream come to reality. It's been a long time coming, and I'm pretty sure that every listener can apply that, whether it's from my point of view or from their point of view. It has been a long time coming. But let me tell you something. Sometimes in life, when you give birth to a baby, at the end of that birth, the pain was worth it.
Understand what you're saying? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So I'm also reading, and you also told me that you had an autobiography, or you were working on an autobiography. Would you like to talk about that? And if would you like to tell the people listening if the autobiography has been released, or are you still working on it?
I'm still working on it, but before next year, it should be and will be released. And it's not a doom and gloom. It is just my point of view experiences and my point of view of being real of the things that I still deal with and still struggle with. A lot of times people don't talk. They talk about their overcomings, but they don't talk about what they still struggle with. So that's why I say I was born for this. I'm going to talk about the accomplishments of the overcoming. Then I'm going to talk about the struggling on my way to the overcoming.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people can relate to you, including me. You know, you work so hard for things, for that dream, that vision, to be birthed, you know, to actually come out. And I know there are a lot of people, like I said, who understand that. There are a lot of people with visions and dreams and who are not happy with the jobs or careers they're in. And I believe that because you are on this journey that doesn't end until you expire, I understand that too. I think because of that journey, that you are blessed. And also, I believe that it was a long time coming, and I understand that. So my next question would be, do you have another mission that you're journeying on besides what you've already talked about?
My mission is to really, honestly, I never had a childhood, and I don't take pettiness. You know, I'm not this woman that deals with pittiness. I am a mother that has two boys. A lot of people use single mom, but I've had help along the way. Yes, I've been a single mom in the house by myself, but I have had help along the way. I am just really learning to be thankful of something that is so small that you can't even see with the microscope. But the mission is that I was born for this, and it is the abroad. There is people in Brazil that could relate, Africa, Russia, Dubai, California, right around the corner. I was born for this. And if it's just to put your community back together, then you were born for that. If it's just to fix your home with your marriage, then you're born for that. If it's just that you can recollect your identity, then you were born for that. If it's just that you birth an investment company, then you were born for that. If it's just that you become the manager somewhere and you're content, then you were born for that. If it's you to be the host, be the best host there ever is, and you were born for that.
All right. Okay.
So what you're really saying is whatever you were born for, it will be yours in the end. Is that kind of like what you're saying?
That's it.
If you work towards it, will happen. Okay. I understand that. That makes plenty of sense. So your customer service phone number is 770-904-9238. The website where you can go to, listeners, is www.wasbornforthis.com. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about? Is there anything else that I didn't cover?
Pretty much everything. Where they can reach me. Pretty much everything. Where they can reach me at social media. Where they can reach me at on the website www.wasbornthis.com. Please get your T-shirts. They're not just T-shirts, but they are T-shirts of purpose. I was born for this. This is international. This is global. This is an inspiring ministry without walls, an inspiring ministry without religion, but an inspiring ministry where you can look in the mirror every day and remind yourself, I was born for this, for the least to the greatest and from the greatest to the least. On that note, to all of you all, enjoy your weekend. And thank you, Ms. Butler.
You're more than welcome. You are more than welcome. You're welcome back to the show, and I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to hearing from you again when and if you can even talk about, you know, those things we were talking about on the show. I'd like to hear about that.
You will, Ms. Butler.
Okay, so keep in touch with me, and hopefully I'll be able to keep in touch with you.
And you too. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions?
No, there are not hardly any questions left, except for, well, yes, one. In your autobiography, are you going to talk about how the journey began in your autobiography?
I know
it's an autobiography, so it's about you. I just wondered if you were going to talk about that, because I know in the earlier part of the show, you were talking about how you pick cotton, you know, and things like that. And I've had relatives who have did that, too. I have relatives from Mississippi and Alabama, so I know what that is like. I've also did things that were very hard, that was very hard work, and I'm not afraid of hard work either. Yes. So I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And again, listeners, you have been listening to the show, which is Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest on this show has been Carla Miles. I encourage you listeners to go to Carla Miles' website, and her son, who is the co-founder of I Was Born For This. And the website, again, is www.wasbornforthis.com. 4thdisc.com. So I encourage you to check out her website and you know, find out what she has to offer in clothing and plenty of other things.
Yes. They can go to the About page and listen to the reel, too.
Okay, yes, there's a reel on the page. All right, everyone. I'm about to conclude Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all who took the time to listen to the show. And I thank you very much again, Carla, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, I'm going to say have a good night and have a great weekend. And also, I hope everyone had a happy Mother's Day last weekend. All right, listeners. Till next time.